Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Michael Greer from Greer Financial is back with us this morning. And when you get to Fridays, do you just hold on and think, I only got eight more hours to just, it's like touching the wall when you're in a swim meet. If I can just
fortunately, I'm not day trading throughout the day. We kind of have a longer term approach, okay. Sometimes if you get locked in watching the market all day, you could feel like you want to be on the ledge and ready to jump off. But
what's this week been like? We were talking earlier about how the jobs numbers are coming out in, 10 minutes? So
overall, it was a steady growth. Now, NASDAQ had a huge down day and hasn't recovered from that. So they're, for the week. But everybody else is, the rest of the markets have been steady. Nothing breaking any records, like as far as up days. But we're kind of steadily growing continually now. The interest rates still tend to be inflation is out there. The Fed says they're going to keep interest rates low for the next 2 years. So that's keeping investors investing. Now some of the economists are talking about over the next second quarter, they're thinking that the Fed will start to pull back on their bond purchases, so that could damper a little bit, which might not be a bad thing. Again, inflation is not something we want a huge amount. Yeah. One interesting, so that's all the technical side, but I thought something interesting. We had a couple of earnings that came out. Yeah, DraftKings, Peloton, both of those blew away their earnings estimates, which, and you think about alcohol stocks have done well as well. So you think about what we've been doing over the last year. We've been gambling, we've been working out, and we've been drinking. It's kind of a, I don't know if that's a bad.
I don't mean, for me, it's just the chocolate chip companies have done.
Yeah, you and me both.
I have not been gambling, I've not been drinking, but I haven't been working out the way I need to, so that's a problem.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think hopefully this summer as things, it was nice to hear Governor Allen talking about some common sense as far as, let's get these masks out. Let's get back to reality.
Sounds. Yeah, we don't merge. We won't merge the politics with the business side.
Yeah,
they do overlap on some levels.
Yeah, well, and I think that's going to get people out. It's going to get them, less focused on things that they don't need to be focused on, which is going to help overall markets as well.
Michael Greer with the Greer Financial Group. You can reach him at 427-7784. Email michael@greerfinancial.com. Or if you just want to read about his philosophy and the team he's assembled, greerfinancialgroup.com. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too.